Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, welcome to the show. It is me, your girl, Labora Lee, and welcome.
You have now tuned in to Ambitiously, the podcast.
That's right. You have now tuned in to Ambitiously, the podcast and Ambitiously Radio. If you do not know, there's a few things I'm going to say before we get started today, which is join the conversation. You can always do that by dropping a comment, calling in, text the numbers 443-780-5978. You could do that. You can do that. You know what I mean? Contact us for any reason, for sponsorships. Listen, it's a lot of ideas that I have that have come to brain as far as this radio station. So if you would like to contact us about something pertaining to that, whatever the case may be, you want to say hi, you got some gab, you want to send my way, like I said, anything, business, whatever. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm, child. Yes. Hold on. Let me get this right. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription we can get. I really am particular to the likes. Hit the like button. I would love it if you would do that. That'd be beautiful. And check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. Let me see what's going on. Oh, hi, Rock, honey. What's going on? Hey. Yeah, so that's what we got going on. So today, let me put this back on here real quick, because I want y'all to do this more so than anything. Today, if you don't know, now you know, is Media Monday. Today is the day that we come in. We have conversations about what's going on in the media. It could be celebrity. It could be politics. It could be some of anything, depending on what's going on. So that's what this is. Today is Media Monday. Make sure that you are ready to hear what is about going, what's going on in the world. We're going to have a few conversations. A few conversations, just a few. I don't know if y'all know, but the Grammys is coming up, which is always a touchy thing for me because I keep telling y'all that it is definitely a panel who sits down and decides that who wins Grammys. So I want to say in this panel, some people have been peed off, perhaps, and perhaps some people did not pee off the wrong people to be a part of this conversation. Hold on, let me get right, Dawn. Let me get right. So, the possible person that perhaps peed off somebody is what we would call a person that has a name on this podcast, and his name is Putty Boots, aka Little Caligula. And the reason why I say this is this. The 2025 Grammy nominations were announced on Friday. As expected, Kendrick Lamar's Not Like Us is being considered for some of the biggest honors. Kendrick's monster record against Drake, or diss record against Drake, raked in five nominations. Song and Record of the Year, Best Rap Song and Performance, Best Music Video, and the last nomination being a double win for Kendrick. He co-directed the visual with Dave Free. Child, Putty Boots is angry. So it's not a surprise that Kendrick is set to headline next year's Super Bowl halftime show. Not Like Us is the number one song in the Billboard's Hot Rap Songs chart with 21 weeks at the top, in addition to debuting on the top of the Hot 100. Child, Putty Boots is not here for it. He is not happy about it. He is not here for it. Now, you think about all the things that he got going on, like from what's been said about him trying to block that song being played at the Super Bowl. But you try to block it there and it's still not blocked here. How do you feel about this, Little Caligula? How do you feel about this, Putty Boots? How? I don't think there's a level of Putty that you can reach that will supersede this level of what started as Putty that has taken a new light and a new turn, a new direction, and evolved into something way deeper than being Putty. I just don't know. Hold on, let me see what's going on. I just don't. Okay, Doc said, okay. Hey, what's up, Q? What's going on? Yeah, it's Media Monday. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans. Oh, no, wait a minute. See, we got stuff going on that I do not need going on real quick. Hold on. All right, yeah, happy Veterans Day to all the veterans. Specifically, Doc and Rock, who are watching right now, they are veterans. And any members of the Cat fam, yeah, and anybody else who is a veteran, yeah, hey. You know what? I'm going to have to look. I know what I'm going to have to do because they already told me how they was getting down on the Facebook tip today, too. But happy Veterans Day, my vets. But if you just coming in, hold on. If you just coming in, then you know we talking about Putty Boots, aka. If you just hold on. Okay. All right. You know we talking about Patty Boots, aka Lil Caligula. Now, what I say about this is, I don't know. Let me see. I don't want some tacos for my dad. You don't want some tacos? Well, I don't know what else you gonna get, sir. What you want? What you want? I want some tacos. I want some tacos today. Listen, I want tacos all the time, but do I get them? No, I don't. Huh. Don't talk to me like, don't come in here talking to me like you crazy. That's what I'm telling you. I'm going to need you to not act like a diva today. Okay? Now, you are a veteran, and I appreciate you and all of your services. My dad's, because I have two of them, the one who passed, which is my biological father, and the dad who raised me, is also a veteran. Saw him today, by the way. It makes me happy to see his face. But, and they are way deeper veterans than you, and they did not act like divas, so you don't need to be acting like no diva either. And how about that? And Doc, you always encouraging his nonsense. He is a vet. But I need him to not be acting like a diva. He sacrificed for you. One day of tacos is all Rock is asking. Listen, I'm going to need him to not be acting like a diva today. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. I love you, Rock, but not today. You want some tacos? Well, you just gave yourself some tacos. There you go. Ow, tacos. But anyway, let's get back to Patty Boots because I don't want to linger too long on his shenanigans. But I'm just wondering how he's feeling right about now, considering that the song that was created to diss him is now getting has 5 Grammy nominations. That can't feel good at all. It can't feel good. It just can't. Hey Q, thank you for the love, boo. But it can't feel good. It cannot feel good at all. Also, Grammy nominations. Let's not even, because we can't move past this. Now, I always tell him to shut the F up because in my mind, Patty Boots having a rough time. He is. And it's like almost like he got swooped in. It's crazy. I'm gonna talk about that later. It's almost like he got swooped in a whole different kind of way, but in the madness of the Diddler. I'll be putting stuff together in my head, and I've been having a dot moment with that one too. All the way till February. Let's let that sink in, right? Man, even his New Year's, I'm going to be saying, yeah, he ain't the only one. Small violins. I wish I had a small violin. But listen, so the person that listened to me and then tried to come back and explain why he listened, and then listen, he did something, he took it back, then he came back and made a song about why he took it back. But also has been nominated for a Grammy. J. Cole's work efforts is being vindicated after taking a lot of lumps from the hip hop community after releasing his recent album Might Delete Later. It's nominated for Best Rap Album at the Grammys. Okay, he not going to win because I just got some. Friday, the stage is set for J. Cole to face off against the category leader Eminem, as well as Common Pete Rock, Kendrick Lamar's top fit. I hate saying her name, but she dope. feature Metro Boomin' Troubling Cause, We Don't Trust You. So it's a few people in this particular situation. But Cole released the album in April, but soon shied away from promoting the album after removing a 7-minute drill diss track aimed at Kendrick Lamar, which he took back because it wasn't sitting right in his spirit. It wasn't sitting right in his spirit, and he had to take it back. Okay. And apologized for its lameness at his Dreamville Festival in May because it just didn't sit right in his spirit. But nonetheless, because he deleted that from the album, he is also nominated for a Grammy. But you know who not nominated for a Grammy? Petty Boots, a.k.a. Lil Caligula, a.k.a. Drake. That's who's not nominated for a Grammy. So the nigga that said, took off your head, he's nominated. And then the nigga who dropped a diss record but took it back and then explained why he took it back, even though it was okay that it just didn't sit well in his spirit, he's nominated, but you're not nominated, Petty Boots. Who did you, I mean, besides Kendrick, who else did you pee off? That's all I want to know, because that, it be looking like how it be looking. That's all I'm going to say. I just need to know, what did you do? You not getting a Grammy nod, but also getting a Grammy nod nomination. Finally, Beyonce is getting some country love. I always knew that when it came to the country side of things, that they don't really give Black people a lot of love over there. And it's because they feel like it's like their ownership thing. Like they feel like that's theirs. Even though the reason why they have it is because of us. Same thing with rock and roll. The reason why they have that is because of us. Anything that you is because of us, so stop playing. But they finally giving Beyonce her just dues, but it's at the Grammys. She ain't getting no love at the Country Music Awards. Petty Boots stomping like a toddler tantrum somewhere. Yeah, he having a temper tantrum. He is. His son like, Daddy, what's wrong? Poor little baby. Listen, Petty Boots is upset right now. So Beyonce finally got a Grammy nomination in the country category. And it was a long time coming. I don't know how to feel about it. I'm not too excited about it. I'm not really excited about the Grammys, pretty. I told you, this is a touchy. I mean, I'm going to talk about it, but whatever. Anyway, let's get to this real quick. So, as we know, we talked about it a little bit, but we'll talk about it some more. Lil Durk, we already know he got arrested and was charged with, now he's charged with two additional counts in his hit for hire plot on Friday. The Chicago rap star is being accused of conspiracy and using interstate facilities to assist in the assassination of Quando Rondo's cousin. The feds outlined new charges and are especially treating Durk as a kingpin of the operation in a superseding federal grand jury indictment. I might want to pull that one. I might want to know what they have to say in this particular indictment, because they treating, I don't know what's going on. Like, y'all better be careful, y'all little rappers, because that's coming for y'all heads. Rappers, entertainers, because I'm not going to say Diddy a rapper, but rappers, entertainers, y'all better watch y'all heads. They've been talking about they had the hip-hop cops or whatever they was called, or police or whatever. Y'all feel like they really don't exist, but they really do. Look at this. Look at this. They got Diddy. Took them a long time to get him. But they ain't playing with you, Lil Durk. They got you. Who else is going to be got? It's crazy. It's crazy. But you can't be out here hiring people to put in the work. You can't do that. Not when you live in this lifestyle, because now you like and everybody looking at you. So let's get the plots. Plots filed an explosive lawsuit yesterday accusing Meg Thee Stallion, Glorilla, and Cardi B and Soulja Boy of infringing on one of his catalog cuts. His attorney says its arrival right after election was just a coincidence. So Walter Mosley Esquire, which is Plaza's attorney, on Thursday, he was spoken to about his representation of Plaza and the suit centered around the Florida rapper's 2008 song, Me and My Goons. There's since been a new challenger approaching the conversation. Meg's wannabe producer, Lil Ja made the beat. These crazy names. Lashed out at the lawsuit, claiming his squad sampled Soulja Boy, Fair and Square. Now the rap fans have also been claiming that Plies got his goon juice from Lil Will's club classic, My Dougie, a song released a few months earlier than his. Child. I don't know how this is going to work. I just don't. The music industry under a microscope. It is that. It's under a crazy microscope. Yes, and specifically hip hop. It's crazy out here. Everything that is going on. I felt like when all this stuff started going on with Petty Boots and Kendrick, like I felt like it was a shift. But I really feel more so like it's a shift more so now than ever. I don't know if that makes sense, but I do. I feel like it's just, look at it. And then here's another example. Like now the rappers is suing other rappers for sampling their songs or what they believe is their songs. And this is crazy. This is crazy. This is nuts. This is nuts. I don't know what's going on in the hip hop community, but apparently black people are public enemy number one. What has America done? This is coming from Chuck D and Consequence. Consequence and Chuck D are fired up at this post election after the poll results didn't go in their favor and firing at America with a lyrical blast about the treatment of its black citizens. And their new video, What Has America Done? Black people are depicted with their backs up against the wall as cons question their position in the country going into President Trump's new term. So what has America done for me? Push the goal line further, accuse me of, you know the word, feed me french fries and burgers. Listen, child. Let me see what Doc got to say. Money, money, grab. Yeah. Child. Money. Plies said he want his money. The vibe of the music industry has changed, in my opinion. It has very much. As far as Chuck D and Consequence, I appreciate the effort, but we saying the same things. Over and over and over again, we know that America has never done too much and our backs have always been up against the wall. And this election here did not change anything about that. I mean, it probably made it worse. So it did create some change, but it did. We've always had these issues. What are the solutions? I guess that's my question. How do we solve these issues that we have? What do we do to make it different? Like, how do we change it? That's my question. What can we do to make it better for us? I guess that's my question. That's the question I have. Because no matter how many protest songs we make, no matter how many times we get out there, we march, which is always a beautiful thing. I love to see it. But no matter how many protests we put together, and it seems to have the same solution, which is not really a solution, more of a problem. Sadly, a real-ass revolution that would include violence. That's the only way I see it. I mean, I don't promote none of the above, but how many protest songs are we gonna make? They not listening to it. And I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be real with you. For all the protest songs that we make out here, oh wait, it's one more I gotta get to. For all the protest songs that we make out here, do you honestly think that they listening? That they're listening? The people who, I don't think they listening. I just don't. I don't even think they listen to our type of music to be listening. They not listening. Or hear me out, a real ass Exodus. Might be, yeah. But the protest songs ain't working because they don't listen to our kind of music. Do you think they putting in a Chuck D and Consequence song? They not listening. They like when we violent towards each other and acting a fool, and they not listening. They don't listen to our kind of music, so who? It's like falling on deaf ears. We preaching to the choir in this situation. Cause they not listening to no conscious rap. They kids not even listening to conscious rap. They not listening. So I think I don't want to be rude, so to speak, because it might come off a little rude. But this is how many protest songs are we going to make before we realize that that's just not the answer? That's not working. They're not listening to our protest songs. So we just... Maybe you should start making music that cater to what they listen to, and maybe they'll listen to it then. But as far as hip hop is concerned, they not listening to that. They want the Cardi B's and the Meg Thee Stallions, and they not listening. Even if they are listening to, they not listening to that style of music. So it's just like, as much as the sentiment is very well felt and placed in my heart, it's not really, it's going in one ear and out the other. Because they not listening. I hate to be so negative when it comes to stuff like that. They're not listening. And as much as we want them to be listening, they are not. Okay. Maybe I hate to sound like the pessimist when it comes to that kind of conversation, but it's not even me being a pessimist. It's more so me being a realist. Like, I'm going to give you an example. If This particular thing I'm about to say, let's sway it towards the ladies. Ladies, if a gentleman says that I do not want to be in a relationship, you cannot turn it into a relationship, right? That's the reality that I live by. So that's just reality. It's what it is. Obviously, that you not his type of thing, right? Or he just not there in that space. That's just reality. And I think I deal with all things in reality. So the reality of this situation is they not listening to what you gotta say. And I love you, Chuck D. And I love you, Consequence. I think kind of, sort of, somewhat. But they're not listening. I don't know how else I can put it. They're just not listening. Let's keep it moving. We know it's getting thick out here. Did my last message? What was the last message? What about the Exodus? The last thing I seen up here says, "No, they're not. They don't listen." That's the last one I got. They don't listen. They not gonna listen. So we not gonna pretend like they just. They just not. But let's move on. So, in light of all of the melee and chaos that this man has going on, he does have what? Hold on. I'm sorry. A dead or a docile in America's KK, America with 3 Ks, choice of end message. Okay. I don't know what to say about these people sometimes. All I know is this. I take it day by day, one day at a time, and just try to figure out how I'm surviving, because obviously this is not gonna, it's like not gonna register that that's not, whatever. Anyway, so we know that the man has been having a lot of legal troubles, talking about the dealer. I'm more than certain that he's been having, his money is dwindling. More so over, we heard, if we haven't heard, the house that he had, the one that got raided in Beverly Hills.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Was put up for sale. Hold on. Like I said, one day, protect family, loved ones, and folks on your side. Hey, that's all you can do. But anyway, so that home was put up for sale. His Beverly Hills mansion has become a white elephant on the real estate market, because prospective buyers have shown zero interest since it went up for sale 2 months ago. Real estate sources with direct knowledge say that there have been only a few potential buyers who have even walked through the mansion, That was the subject of a massive Homeland Security raid back in March. It is being said that no one has shown any interest in buying the place. Now, sources say a married couple recently looked at the house and the woman was creeped out and couldn't wait to leave. Ooh, child. As one source put it, there's definitely an ick factor because all of the allegations against Diddy, both civil and criminally. Beyond that, every realtor that's been spoken to or spoken to about the situation says that Diddy's asking price is ridiculous. They say it's worth nowhere near $61.5 million that he's asking for. Don't nobody paying that, and especially how. All right, so there's another problem. As you get closer to Thanksgiving, the real estate market slows down dramatically. It's pretty much dead through Christmas. That said, one realtor noted that the Menendez house in Beverly Hills recently sold, but the difference is the situation went down 35 years ago. Diddy scandal is fresh. Diddy's got a bigger fish to fry right now, but they may not be time for a significant price reduction. Listen, nobody's paying that. Listen, Diddy, I understand that you are going through some times. I understand. Hold on. Let me see. Doc said just had the 55th B-Day tough times or a cell block Diddy party listen. I know he didn't think he was going to be where he at right now on his 55th birthday. I'd buy it and make it an attraction. Sell little souvenirs of baby oils, a.k.a. Diddy. Oh my gosh, Doc, really? Let folks walk around with black lights and take pictures while I play all the Bad Boys' greatest hits. Oh my gosh, Doc, you are out of control. Doc said premium tickets get you a shiny suit to wear. You go, gotta explode. Oh my god. I guess you'll make money, but as far as somebody wanting to buy it, to live in it, with all of the, you know, crazy stuff that's allegedly went on in there, and who knows what went on in there. He had a lot of parties, so who knows? But nobody's paying $65 million to buy that house, right? $65 million to buy that house right now. Nobody's doing it. And I would imagine that it does have an eerie feeling when you walk in, just knowing what happened. And you saw them raiding the home on camera. Like, what do you... You buy it and live there. Next, you hear in the middle of the night, take that. I promise you, I feel like it got some hauntings going on in there. But I'm not buying I don't even have $65 million. But if I had it, I don't think I would spend it on your house. I'm just not doing that. Like, get out of here. Also, you can't change the lock, so Cuba Gooding still has the key. No, nobody wants that. Nobody wants him just creeping up in the house. Why? No one knows. Listen, it was on television what happened. Them raiding your house. Don't nobody know exactly what happened in your house, but your house, the cameras, you and Cuba Gooding Jr. apparently, but... Because don't nobody really know what happened in there. Nobody wants to buy that stinking house. So now it's just a house. I don't know how that's going to work. So it's up for sale. He in prison. They say his charter service for his plane is still running, so that's still in business. I'm just trying to figure out how you maintain it. That's all. Cuban knows. Yeah, Cuban do know. Cuban know all. Cuban, you could change the locks and Cuban know how to get in there anyway. So I think you can change the locks. He wouldn't get in anyway. He like the boogeyman or something. Protect your thigh meat. But yeah, I don't know how this is going to work out. I'm going to be honest with you. This is just weird times in the hip hop community. And again, I will say what happened with him is not a reflection of what hip hop is, but he is a part of the hip hop culture. So it's kind of like hard to separate, I guess. Oh no, Doc said WDCK, AKA what does Cuba know, AKA what would Jesus do? Listen, I had a feeling Cuba know a lot, because why did he feel so comfortable grabbing that man by me? And then you got the little pre-picture before he even got cozy with the ninja. And then next thing you know, he grabbing that man thigh meat. That's crazy. And we can't say that happened. There are photos. It happened. Like, it's some things in this world that you could be like, this is alleged. No, there's a picture of it. Oh, no. What do Cuban know? Almost look like Wicked. It does, actually. Dot, dot, dot. Listen. That's all I'm saying. He knows some stuff. Because it's no way in hell you going to tell me that you just feel comfortable walking into somebody's party. That's why I told you, that's why Christian and them don't like really coming around with Cuba around, because they think he a weirdo. But how do you feel comfortable coming into somebody's party, chopping it up with them real quick, and then going and putting your hands on one of his producers' thigh meat? Like, that's weird. That's why all of his cases, we know he did it, because we know Cuba did it. But he ain't never even denied that he did it. He just said nothing, because he know he knew he was guilty. He not like his friend Diddy. Diddy gonna fight this to the die. Cuba was like, yeah, I did it. I did it. How much I owe you? I did it. I don't know, but I do know this one thing. Ain't nobody paying no $65 million for your house. Diddy, you might got dropped in prices a little bit. Sorry to tell you. And just cause, and I'm saying it not because it's not a fabulous house from the video footage that I saw, you know, and all of that. And then it's Diddy, so I imagine it's an extravagant, lovely home, right? And all his kids can live in there and stay in there, whatever, right? Got a couple of kitchens, lots of bathrooms, lots of room, lots of space. So I'm quite sure it's an elegant establishment. The problem is that we watched that establishment get raided on national television, international television. They playing the footage overseas. And it's linked to some crazy, crazy, crazy ass allegations. Because you haven't been proven guilty yet. But right now, and especially with the housing market the way it is, nobody wants to live in your house. It probably is ghost in that house. I believe it. I believe it. Y'all, it's time for I believe in some ghosts in our house. They just haunting. They just, oh, child. I wouldn't want to live in there. I want one to live in it. Walk-in closets, multi-car garage, all that. Sticky floors, oily floors. You can't even walk around in there and not feel like you're going to break your neck. Yeah, slippery floors. Slippery as hell. You're going to feel like you're going to break your neck as soon as you walk in. Whoa! You're just going to slide across the... You know, slide across the... Blah! Marble floors, all that. I bet. Oh, it smells, yeah, smell like stank booty hole. I'm trying to tell you. Secret room, right? I wonder what this door goes to. You walk in, it's a whole dungeon in there. You're getting 50 Shades of Gray. I'm trying to tell you. You don't know what I mean by 50 Shades of Gray. One is, the book is intense. You ever seen a movie that was kind of intense, but not as intense as the book? And you don't know what it is until it's happened to you, okay? But I believe Diddy got a dungeon in there. I did. Yeah, I believe all that. I believe he got a piano in there because Lil Rawr had to play there too. Not only on a yacht was he playing the piano, he was playing at Diddy House too. That was his little, he ain't never get paid for that job. That was like his hobby. Because Diddy ain't pay him nothing. Only job he got paid at was on the yacht. His second job. That's it. Diddy ain't pay him crap. But anyway, it is time for me to get to the, allegedly. It is time for me to get to these love notes. I will say this. Thank you. Big shout out to anybody who's watching from Facebook or YouTube. That's my live love. I love you guys. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. But these people I'm about to talk to real quick, they are our listening audience, and I appreciate them so much because they are loyal. They come back. They listen. All that good stuff. And I like it. And I like that they nosy with me. It's a lot to say about these people, but they come back and they're loyal and I appreciate them. So I like to show them some love. And it's called the Love Notes. What of the Love Notes? Well, the Love Notes is my love and appreciation for my listening audience. How do we come up with the name Love Notes? Well, I used to call it Love. Doc used to call it Show Notes. Listen. I wasn't calling no damn show notes, but we bickered a little bit. And then we came to the compromise, and now we call it Love Notes. Yes, we do. Hold on. I got to get all this off the screen before I even get to it, babe, because your girl don't like this on the screen when I do this. I like it clean and serene. Let's get to these love notes real quick. Hold on. I forgot. I switched to up here real quick. All right, let's get it. We're going to get it together. Give me a second. But this is my love notes. I love you guys. Thank you. It's all love. Thanks for all of the love. I appreciate you. Shout out to my top six. The United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Brussels. I love you guys so much. Thank you for all of the love. Thank you for staying down and being loyal, man. I love you guys. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, darlings. I love you. Thank you for the love. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. Thank you for the love and support. Oh, my gosh. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Habos, I love you too. Hi. Oh, my God. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Hi. I appreciate all this global love that y'all be giving me. It makes me feel special. Thank you. Last but not least, Hungary, Greece, and Denmark. Oh, so special. So sweet. Y'all don't understand. how much I adore this love. It feels good in my soul. I appreciate it. I do. Keep coming back. Listening. It's something on here for everybody. I might be a little crazy sometimes, but I speak the truth. I don't be lying to y'all and stuff. I come with facts. Doc said, hit that like button and tune in. Yes, hit that like button for sure. On the media Monday, you're going to get maybe some messy gab, but it's going to be, you're going to get some. Hit that like button and tune in. Doc also said, worldwide, maybe us Black folks need to find our safe, comfortable, loving space somewhere in the world. XOXO. I concur. I don't disagree with that, because obviously what we're doing is not working. And I don't condone no violence, but I also don't condone all of these damn protest songs. They not working. We gotta figure something else out, because they not working. Child, they not working. I don't even know. I don't want to be Debbie Downer, though, but they not working. Sorry. Some things I need to say, though, because I say them all the time. But join the conversation. You can call in. You can text. Drop a comment. The number's 443-780-5978, 443-780-5978. Even if you don't agree with what I'm saying, because I don't want you to agree to everything that I have to say, because I feel like everybody can't agree on everything. Do that anyway. Call in anyway and tell me why you disagree. I would like to know. Now, I'm not saying you know. I'm not going to have a counter debate, but it's not going to get ugly, because I'm a big girl. I'll be wearing my big girl panties. If you want to talk to us about anything, contact@ambitiouslyent.com. contact@ambitiouslyent.com. I check my emails regularly. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, and every subscription. Ah, we need them. We like them. We do. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. Yes. Now, listen to this, though. We do not take requests over here. Any music video that I have played thus far, I've had permission to play. I would not play it if I did not have permission to play it. So therefore, I don't take requests for music videos. I'm just saying. And then there's the whole other thing that I got this amazing DJ who come and he hold us down every week on Fire Fridays. And I feel like, let him rock off. Let him do his thing. Don't bother him. I take one request and I gotta take all requests. And y'all messing up his flow of how he put it together when you just try to start sliding stuff in there. Let him do him. And we don't take no requests. All right. Leave them alone. Yeah, leave them alone. Join our coffee community so we can have titillating, salacious, even taboo conversations. And also, I can cuss whenever I feel like I be wanting to cuss from the gate. Like, I just want to start off like, shit, what's up, y'all? But I can't do that. I got to wait, so. Join a coffee community, so I don't have to wait. I could just really give y'all the real me. big shout out to our DJ, DJ Rukasey. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Go DJ, because that's my, yeah. Big shout out to DJ Rukasey. Always love. I got nothing but love for that guy. And let us know how you feel about these mixes that we play every Friday on our Fire Friday show. Yeah, when he be in here, he want to know, and I'm like, I'll tell y'all, say it to his face. Say it. Doc said, top flight, catch the vibes. Once we figure out the funding, buy your premium tickets to the Diddler. freak off exhibition of nefarious art. Oh no, a partner in good production. Oh my gosh. So we gotta find funding so we could spend this money on this place. I'm scared to even be in there. So I don't know if I wanna participate in there. Like, I'm afraid of this place. I'm sorry. It's probably so creepy now. Oh, so probably so creepy. You trying to rope me in on this thing? I don't want no parts. I don't want to go, Doc. I don't want to go. I'm afraid. Might be some leftover baby oil in there. Why I gotta go? Why? I don't want to go. Anyway. Doc all roping me in the crack. How am I going to part to do? Listen. It's always that one. Yeah, I'm afraid. I told you, I think it's ghosts in there, like they haunt in that place. Ghosts of Diddy Pass. I don't want no parts of that place. I don't even want to live in a mansion, let alone. I never had the desire to live in a mansion. It's one thing to have a big house. It's a whole nother thing to have like a mansion. And like you said, it's probably secret rooms and they all kinds of stuff. I'm scared money don't make no money. I don't want that money he got. Lil Rod wasn't scared. Yeah, but he also ain't getting no money either. He had to take a part-time job on a yacht as a piano player. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, what are we really talking about here, Doc? He got his money. He didn't get his money, which is why he had the lawsuit in the first place. He got his money from the yacht job. That's where he got his money from. But he didn't get the money that Diddy owe him. He got the money from the yacht job where he was, you know, moonlighting as a piano player as his part-time job while they was at sea. That's what was happening over there. I just want you to know it. That's the job he got paid from. He didn't get paid from Diddy. Anyway, it is now time for me to say the things, you know, the things I say every night. I say a couple of things every night, but these things are with the intention of the greater good and Doc trying to pull me into Diddy camp. How much you think a cut out of Cubica and Junior cost? I don't think it costs much. A cutout. I think that's in our budget. I think we can swing that. Probably that's all we going to be able to afford after we pay the $65 million for the house. It's cardboard cutouts. I don't know. Doc said, or you think we can afford him? He ain't made a movie in a minute. I don't know. It depends on how much we got left in our budget. I don't know that I want to reel him there, though, because then he might be in there trying to rub on people's thigh meat, and we don't need no lawsuits. So I think the cutout, we better off with the cutout. We need nobody, him grabbing nobody's thigh meat. I don't even think that's a good idea to have him in the vicinity. Plus, he might break in anyway. We might not even got to invite him. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. But anyway. Yeah, I don't think we need Cuba there. So, mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business. Oh my gosh. What? Authentic experience. Keeping it real. I don't need them kind of lawsuits on my hand. Because then we responsible because we invited him. I don't need that on my hands, Doc. I don't need that on my hands. Keep Cuba good and far away from the vicinity. But anyway, mind your business, except for on Media Mondays, where I come and I tell you everybody's business because I'm nosy and I want y'all to be nosy with me. It's fun. Join us on the tap, and I don't do too much telling people's business anymore, but, you know, It happens from time to time. The wiretap, if you got a court case and I can pull it, I'm definitely telling all your business. Me and my partner, I'm good anyway. And on what and why, I usually tell my business. So, again, other than that, mind your business. It's a safe way to live your life. It is. He talking about waivers and NDAs. Listen, obviously, them NDAs ain't doing Diddy no good, so they ain't going to do us no good. But anyway, love your babies, hug your babies, and tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. They need to know that. They need that encouragement. Nobody else is going to do it. It's your job to do it, so do it. Don't be an idiot. Do your job. Love them babies. They need that encouragement. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, or whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. I don't know. It's space. What I will recommend is that you go get yourself a telescope, not the kind that you look through your neighbor's window with, the kind, the good kind. Don't be a perv, okay? Do that. And actually, go outside with your kid and look through the telescope. You know what I mean? Go look at the sky. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, engineer, NASCAR driver. I don't know. Whatever the hell else they do over there in NASCAR, I don't know. What I do know is they got a need for speed, and at one point in time, they had a love for muscle cars, and I will forever love muscle cars. So, yes, big shout out to them. But the point is, whatever it is that they want to do, you make sure that you encourage them to be the greatest at it. And don't ever stop encouraging them. That they always need that encouragement, even when they grow. Okay. Fair warning. I give this warning with the hopes that we can be friends. And if we can't, we can't. But here's the fair warning. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. My lane is not your lane. Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. And you should be in your lane and not in mine. Stay in your lane. My lane is not the lane you want to be in. You jump in my lane if you want to, and you're going to get hurt. You don't want her. She's not nice. She's bitchy. She got her evil ways sometimes too. You don't want her. And then she come with Harleys, and I got three out this week. Stop playing with me. She come with Harleys. We come outside, we outside. And it's not cute. You don't want her. You want her. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly and all that good stuff. She is. Oh, you want her. Or at least her. Hey, you big purr, bitches. Hey, you big purr. Listen, because if cat is purring, cat is a happy, happy girl. She don't want that first one. Leave her where the fuck she at. Don't break the glass and don't push the button and everything will be fine. Plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay the fuck in your lane and everything will be cool. Okay? Okay. Shout out to you for listening and not listening, whatever. Fake ass J. Cole, tell him get in here because I got something to say to him. Shut the fuck up still, but congratulations on your Grammy nomination. Well, you didn't use that song, so you kind of still shut the fuck up. Pick and choose your battles. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. Some battles you just gotta say, fuck them. It don't set well in my spirit. And just keep it moving. Fuck the battle. Worry about the war. I'm worried about the war. Mobb Deep told y'all a long time ago that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. And that you can run, but you can't hide forever in these streets that we done took. Mama say, mama say, mama say, because I got, you know, I got to cut it off sometimes because I keep going. But yeah, they told y'all. I don't know if y'all was listening then, but if you wasn't listening then, you should be listening now. Fuck the battles, worry about the war. I'm worried about the war, you should say. Be who you are. Don't let nobody tell you who you are supposed to be, how you're supposed to. No. Be happy with you. They not happy with you. They don't belong in your circumference. Like, fuck them. You can't make anybody happy. You can add to their happiness, but you can't make them happy. And they dealing with their own issues, then they dealing with their own issues. You got to worry about yours. You come in a squirrel by yourself, you're going to leave by yourself, even if you are a twin. So worry about you. And no matter how much you try to do and please and fix for this, the next person, they not really going to be happy. They'll find something else to bitch about. And fuck them. Fuck them. Worry about being who you are. And don't let nobody tell you anything else. And I'm going to add to that. Dream big and don't let nobody tell you not to chase your dreams, because people will try and fuck them too. And that's how I feel. Y'all, I gotta get up out of here. Got school in the morning. Lord knows what that's gonna look like, because they crazy when the bus tip, but whatever. I love y'all. Stay out of trouble. Stay safe. Get some rest. I'm about to go get some rest. I'm tired. I need some sleep. With that being said, y'all, good night. Have a blessed evening and stay safe. Good night. Wow. Good night.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.